This is Monterey Bay Today from KAZU News.
With KAZU News, I'm Amy Mayer. Soledad's Correctional Training Facility offers more education, rehabilitation, and vocational programming than any other California prison. 3 years ago, it made history when the first designated veterans hub in the United States was established there, thanks to the Marina Veterans Transition Center. They're one of many outside organizations sponsoring more than 130 programs on the inside. KAZU's Katie Brown visited some veterans who rely on these programs.
Sprinklers paint fleeting rainbows and music blares from a large speaker as guys strum guitars at this level 2 lower security prison. Warden Edward Borla says this is not the norm.
Just the vibe on that yard alone compared to other yards that I've walked throughout the state, it's just totally different. It's definitely an environment conducive to rehabilitation.
Programs here help people gain the skills and structure it takes to re-enter life on the outside. Many programs are led by formerly incarcerated folks.
Somebody coming in and saying, I recognize you, I see you, I hear you, I value you as a person. I know you made mistakes, and your mistakes shouldn't define you for the rest of your life.
Marcus Blevins is a program facilitator here. Today, he works for the Veterans Transition Center, or VTC. But in 2020, he was a vet getting his first glimpse of freedom after spending 25 years behind bars. It was the VTC's reentry program, the only one in the state designed for veterans, that helped him find his way.
VTC was my lifeline.
Blevins is one of 189 men that have gone through the VTC's reentry program and stayed out of prison. That's zero recidivism.
They take it personal, right? And you can tell. They're not with the BS.
The State Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation's latest report found nearly 40% of people released from prison overall wind up back inside. That's why the VTC's reentry program gets new applications literally every day.
I'm in the trenches with you, and we're going to get out of this. We're going to do this together. And so then what more could you ask for than that?
Veterans face higher rates of mental illness and incarceration. About a third of veterans are justice involved, and at least half of those vets struggle with a substance use disorder. Narcotics Anonymous is one of four rehabilitation groups Blevins facilitates inside Soledad. On this Tuesday, 30 men ease themselves onto either side of the first 7 pews in a light-filled chapel.
Our traditions protect us from the internal and external forces that can destroy us.
The meeting has already started. Blevins stayed sober for most of his time in prison and now has 26 years of recovery under his belt.
I ain't coming here just to get a paycheck, right? I'm coming here because I need to surround myself, you know, with people who can help me manage my recovery. I need to stay on that recovery wagon or else I'm afraid of what would happen if I don't.
For a moment, the chapel is silent, but the message is clear. What Blevin said rings true for Charlie, who was stationed in Germany from 1979 to 1982. He says this group especially has been a lifesaver. Since this is an NA meeting, we're only using his first name.
Even though I'd asked for help before from the military, okay. And they refused to help me. You went and did your tour overseas, and now you're home. Deal with it. Be a man. Well, I dealt with it. I just became deeper into drug addiction and alcohol.
Blevin says military and prison culture mirror each other. The institutionalized environments give way to a culture that forces people to suppress their feelings.
Just for the day.
I won't have faith.
During an interview after the NA meeting, Blevin says that culture changes during meetings in the chapel.
Like when you were in the chapel with us, only thing that was there were men who were there who had made a decision to make a change. And so then here it is, we're in an area, in a safe space where we can be amongst ourselves and we can embrace change.
Maintaining this success is expensive, but the work people are doing on themselves inside helps break the cycle of veterans returning to prison. And Blevins is living proof. In Soledad, Katie Brown, KAZU News.